joining us right now on the KRDO Newsline. And the big celebration's coming up this weekend. It sounds like a lot of fun, Dave. I'm sure you guys are very excited as well.
All right, Don, and hey, thanks for the introduction. And we are. In fact, I'll be participating in the celebration this weekend on Saturday, and that starts at 11 and it's going to run all the way till 8 p.m.
You know, it sounds like the weather might be a little tough in the morning hours. Hopefully that doesn't play into it at all. Maybe people just bring some umbrellas. I mean, a little rain can't stop a big celebration of 150 years, can it?
No, I don't think it will. I think for the last 150 years, you know, Colorado Springs has shown some spirit. We have a lot of military in this town, so I don't think a little rain is going to stop us. In fact, we all know we need rain, so that'll be a good thing if we get a little moisture, hopefully later in the day.
No question about it. Absolutely no question. We always need the rain. But let's talk about something that's very special. I know it is special to your heart, and that's recognizing Korean War veterans. Talk about what's happening in that area, and these vets, they definitely need that recognition, don't they?
Absolutely, Don. Hey, I just want to double back for 1 minute and let people know that the celebration starts at 11 o'clock, and the first hour is the parade, which is going to be on Tejon from Keshlaputer down to Vermijo. And that parade is going to be really a historical look back at the last 150 years. We're going to have bands, floats, horse-drawn vehicles, historical reenactors, you know, riding groups, marching bands, military will be out there, police. So it'll really be something to see. I strongly encourage people to do it. If they go to coloradosprings.gov, one of the first pictures they'll see there is like 150th celebration. Click on that. It has parking and all the events that are going to be there. So yeah. I just wanted to be sure we got that out there. And absolutely. And so I was kind of fortunate yesterday. I got to recognize our Korean War vets. Yesterday was the 68th anniversary of the Korean War Armistice.
Wow.
And I read a resolution, you know, recognizing that and thanking the veterans. And probably a lot of your listeners know this, but I'm just going to touch on it again. 36,000 Americans died in Korea between 1950 and 53 when it ended. Almost 2 million served and 100,000, more than 100,000 were wounded. And we were lucky enough to have two gentlemen there who served in it. One of them was a man named Bob Roper. He's okay with me talking about him on the radio today. And he told a really interesting story about he served in Korea with John Glenn, who I'm sure you recognize,
wow.
The astronaut.
Yes.
And John Glenn was a Marine Corps fighter pilot over there. And I'll give you one guess who John Glenn's wingman, the other aircraft that flew with John Glenn was. It was a famous baseball player. Would you like to take a guess?
I'm not good at guessing. Who is it?
Ted Williams.
It's Ted. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So isn't that like just a fantastic
amazing
history, which we learned? So this gentleman was only 19 years old then.
Wow.
He told a funny story that he did not volunteer for the Marines and he did not get drafted. What happened was when he was 17, he failed English class, and perhaps he was a senior. He didn't say. His dad took him down to the Marine Corps recruiter and enlisted him. His dad was an Englishman, and he just wasn't going to put up with his son failing English class.
Oh, wow.
So that's how he wound up in the Marines, and he became a communications guy, got sent over there and served with John Glenn and Ted Williams.
Oh, I love it.
The other gentleman, how much time do we have?
We've got about a minute. I want to touch on the carport situation, but you can finish your thought. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let me just say that both these men are members of this Korean War Veterans organization here in town. It's the Dutch Nelson chapter of this organization. And I'm going to join. Anyone who's ever served in Korea, like I was there in the Army right when 9/11 happened. So I'm going to join up. I'm going to give a phone number out that folks can call if they're interested or would like to join. You don't have to be a veteran. You can just be interested in the Korean War or something like that.
Okay.
So the gentleman's name is Michael Thomason, and the phone number is 719-214-6121. and they would be happy to give you information and sign you up.
Excellent. And we have our podcast page. If you miss anything from our interview here today with Dave Donaldson, you can go back to caradio.com. Just click on the podcast page and listen for that phone number again. All right. So as we wrap up real quick here, the carports issue, it is a hot topic. What's the latest on that? And when can we maybe find some resolution to it?
So what happened yesterday was we're trying to have a good ordinance rather than rushing in and passing an ordinance, which creates problems. And what was before us yesterday was the ask to allow carports right up to 5 feet from the sidewalk all through the city. Any house could apply for it and get one. And there were a lot of concerned citizens out there. This was going to kind of change the character of our city. We would be the only city along the Front Range to allow this. Pueblo doesn't either. But we do want to find a way for our residents, our fellow citizens who need carports, to get one. So what we're really looking at is changing the what they call variance, which is you basically apply for an exception. And right now it's very hard to get that passed, but what we're going to try to do is make that more reasonable. And so citizens will have a good chance if they want one. They can apply. If their neighbors are good with it, then it'll be approved. So there's, of course, there's more details than that, but that's the general picture.
No question. Well, my name is Dan Koschel. Dave, it's very nice to meet you, and we'll look forward to having you on the show much more. City Council member from District 1, thanks so much for joining us, and we appreciate it very much.